Now, don't forget, class, assignments are due on Tuesday, and you do not want to fuck them up, as they are a large part of your grade. You are dismissed. No, not you. You, come here. Just wait, for privacy's sake. Go have a seat. I'll be with you once everybody else is filed out. Now I'm... Stand up. Come here. Just stand across from my desk. I'm going to look over your chart. Yes, here we go. Here's yours. There is a reason I asked you to stay back today from class. First, when is your next class? Just want to make sure you don't miss it. Oh, you have several hours. Good, 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 good. I regret to inform you that, your grades are abysmal in this class. It's unfortunate, really. I feel like you're a bright young man, but you simply are not up to the standards of the university. And in all good conscience, at the rate you are going, I will have to fail you. So, no, don't get so upset. It's okay. Just relax. I'm not done. I want to help you. I've helped others before, but I feel like yours is a special case. You are a bright young man and a very good-looking one, and I think I could help you study. But, I believe in being effective, and, it's a bit awkward to say it out like this, but I find for young men such as yourself, a carrot and a stick is needed, and the best way to make men your age pay attention is with, sex. Oh, look at you, blushing bright red. Oh my. Come here. Come here, come around. Come around the desk. So what do you say? Do you want to earn some extra credit and, see what we can do about those test scores? Now, I will tell you that this is simply unacceptable. A 60. You can do better than a 60. And even the nice hard cock I see getting hard underneath your pants isn't enough to make me fudge the grades. You really are going to have to earn it. Your test scores are going to have to improve, and I do think that is completely possible. You just need to pay attention more. Oh. You do need to agree to this, but I will warn you, I'm very strict. And when I have sex, I like to be very demanding and dominant. But I'm also very good at spotting young men who
need that. Me, I can see it in your eyes. Show me you can be a good boy, okay? Get on your knees. It's very simple.
No, that wasn't so hard, was it?
No, your ears are level with me and my mouth. Now I can ask you a couple of questions. Before I can playing with you, I need to know your experience level. Tell me. And be completely truthful. How many girls have you fucked?
Well, that's not a very good number.
But don't worry, it's about to go up by one. If you're a good boy and learn properly. Now, the first thing you need to learn is that when I play with you like this, you will address me as mistress and not the normal professor. In public, of course, you will still use the formal professor, but... when it's just you and me and no one else can hear, mistress is the way to go.
You look very good like that. But, as I said, your test scores have been abysmal. So I want you to stand up, I want you to strip, and then I want you to use your clothes to pad underneath your knees as you kneel the fuck back down. This time I want you facing the desk. And while you strip for me and kneel for me, I'm gonna go gather something that's gonna help you. I want you kneeling upwards. Don't put your ass on your legs. I want you up straight. Your arms behind your back. And your face just level with these papers that I'm gonna put right here. Okay. I'll be right back. You'd better be ready when I am. No, don't look. This, sweetheart, is a paddle. It's called judgment. This is what I use on bad boys who are smart enough to do better and yet somehow fail in their studies. You see, it tells me something when a bright boy like you gets a disgusting grade like that. It tells me that you were probably out partying. Isn't it just beautiful?
I'll show it to you here, see?
Wooden. Don't you just love those little holes in it? They make it so when I hit you, there's no air to slow down the swing. So it hurts more. No, I can't very well beat you like this. Your ass isn't high enough. So stand up. And bend over. Put your hands on either side of the paper. There you go. A very nice ass. Soon it's going to be nice and red. Now, since you failed to study and somehow I doubt you are going to take this test and do what you should do with a test that you get a bad grade on, which is you go over the test and every single question you got wrong, you figure out the fucking answer. You figure out where you went wrong. This question, for instance. Would you say that that looks right? Now, I saw you when you took your test. You didn't take your time, you didn't check your answers after. So, why don't you try again? Tell me what the answer is to that question. Wrong. Now, no, did that hurt? Don't get up. If you want your extra credit and if you want to sink your cock inside of my nice warm pussy, you're gonna fucking take the beating that you know you deserve. Look at the fucking paper. Now I could tell you the answer, but I think it'll work better if I put it in front of you. You see? There is the correct answer that you should have put. And I want you to look at it and memorize it while I punish you for it. I think 3 strikes should be enough to really help instill what the correct answer should have been. And no, honey, you're not supposed to like this part. It's supposed to motivate you to do better. Look at it. Okay. Now tell me. Good. Next one. I really cannot believe that this is the fucking answer you chose. Really, it's ridiculous. But here is the correct one. And you really should pay attention, because after we're done going through them all, I'm going to ask you again, and there'd better be a correct answer to each one, or else it's going to go up to 5 smacks each. Look at it. Study it like you should have fucking studied it before. You can do better. What's funny is when I reach around to the front,
feel that even though this hurts and even though you're whimpering and crying a little, you like it.
You really like it. Maybe it's not the pain itself, maybe it's just being put in your place so well, but either way, the important thing is you don't let your fucking arousal cloud your mind. Next one.
What's the answer to that?
You. I don't want to say hopeless, but...
Here's the correct answer. Read it.
Read it out loud.
Yes.
One.
Two.
Three.
Now this one.
And here's why I suspect you might be a brat. You drew a penis. You do realize this is college and not high school. When you can't think of an answer, the correct response is not to draw a penis. So for this one, you will be getting 5 spanks. No. Don't protest. You get no say in the matter.
Here is the right answer. Look at it. Notice how there is no cock anywhere on it. You're very lucky I'm not beating your cock for this insolence. In fact, this is what made me decide that you needed this extra special attention. Now the other ones were, not as bad. They were close, mind you. But these 4 were the most egregious.
So let's see how well my little lesson worked.
I'm going to point. Tell me the answer. Good boy.
See, you don't get hit for that. How about this one? Good boy.
There is hope for you after all.
And this one? Oh. Close enough. Then, where there was previously just a dick pic. Well, drawing. I really hope your anatomy is... your sense of anatomy is just all off. What is the answer?
Good boy. Very good.
Now, I want you to know that in these extra credit sections, I'm not all evil. I can also be very nice. So why don't you stand up completely? You can take your hands off the desk. Here we go. And you can just feel my hands stroking so nicely. Does that feel good? Yeah? Oh, I have to squeeze like that, darling. You felt like you were gonna just blow. And that would be fun. I know it was all very exciting, but one of the important roles of your extra tutoring is that you only come from now on when I let you. When I instruct you to, when I tell you to. Good boys only come when their mistress tells them to. And, well, Tuesday is our next class. And on Tuesday, I'm going to throw a little pop quiz. And you have from now until then to study up so that I can properly throw away this one. But until then, sweetheart. Oh. Until then, you're just going to have to put it back in your fucking pants. This will give you something to think about, and don't even think of coming and lying to me. Trust me. I'll know.
Put your fucking clothes on.